And now it's time to play Good Thing, Bad Thing. Because every story has a flip side. You know those prove you're not a robot forms on websites with a jumble of colored letters and different fonts going every which way? They're called CAPTCHAs, for Completely Automated Public Turing Test, to tell computers and humans apart. And writing this week in the journal Science, researchers describe an artificial intelligence technique that can easily solve them without complex training other AI systems might require. It's a system that's much more efficient at learning about visual information. Joining me to talk about what that and that what could be the good thing about that is Scott Phoenix. He's co-author of that report in Science and co-founder of Vicarious in Union City, California. Welcome to Science Friday.
Thanks. It's great to be here.
So the bad news first, are we done with CAPTCHAs? Are they all completely broken?
I mean, how is that bad news?
Okay, let's do it from the good news side. That's good news?
I mean, I think there's good news everywhere here. I think that we'll have to enter a lot fewer squiggly characters you really have to squint at to figure out whether it's a B or an A. And I also think in the process we've learned a little bit more about how the human vision system works and how we reason visually.
Now, I know this is not a new problem because you announced that you had solved this a few years ago.
Yes, that's right.
And so what is new about this announcement this week?
Well, a few years ago when we announced we could do it, we didn't publish how, because we wanted to give the outside world time to move on from, you know, making people enter squiggly characters. And so since we announced that we could do it a couple years ago, Google and others have updated their systems so that you click pictures of dogs or cats or whatever it is in order to prove that you're a human. And so those tests, I think, are a lot more friendly to humans anyway than entering all these squiggly letters. And by giving the outside community some time to update their systems, we made it a lot safer for us to publish our research.
So are you going to break this new system too?
I mean, I think someday, in the long arc of history, artificial intelligence eventually is able to do all the things that humans are currently able to do. And so, yeah, I think there will be this ever-increasing set of tasks that AIs can do, and these ever-rising level of tasks and challenges that we give our robot or computer companions to attempt for us.
Mm-hmm. Now, what made it possible for this system to be broken? What special magic is going on?
Well, I think it's all about drawing inductive bias from the brain. So we've learned a lot about the way the brain works in the last 30 years, and that information hasn't quite made it yet into most of the mainstream artificial intelligence algorithms that everyone uses. And so what I think about our work at Vicarious is sort of like arbitrage between what we know now about the brain or we think we know now about the brain and what doesn't yet exist in sort of the mainstream AI approaches.
Mm-hmm. So the good news now is that this technique can be used for other things.
Yeah, exactly. So at Vicarious, we use it to power robots who can manipulate objects and solve problems visually.
Hmm. So they could the robots sort of do things like picking up widgets, putting them in, sorting them, and things. Tedious tasks,
exactly. And sometimes dangerous tasks, too.
Mm-hmm. Where do you see AI going now?
I think the future of AI is all about robots, actually. I mean, we live in bizarro land right now, where all the ingredients that go in a robot, the motors and the plastics and the sensors and electricity, are all really affordable, and nobody owns any robots. And that's an AI problem. I think once we can make intelligences that can control robots the way we control our own bodies, we'll see a lot more robots, and they'll be a lot more affordable.
Okay, Scott, thanks for taking time to be with us today.
So glad to join you.
Scott Phoenix is co-founder of Vicarious in Union City, California. We're going to take a break, and when we come back, we're going to talk about death. No, nothing to be afraid of. No experiments on the program today. We'll talk about different ways people handle death around the world, with author From Here to Eternity, Traveling the World to Find the Good Death. Caitlin Doty is with us. So take a little bit of time out and come back. We'll see you after the break.